Today we're diving into an Amen Science switch-up blend approach for that 90s-inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate drum lesson. So we're not just looping a break and hoping it works. We're going to build a drum arrangement that evolves naturally, keeps the groove locked, and then mutates into a heavier, more menacing Amen-driven section without sounding pasted on. The big idea here is simple. Don't hard switch. Blend. In classic jungle and darker, DNB, the best transitions often feel like they've been growing in the background the whole time. You've got a solid pulse, a clear backbeat, and then the break starts creeping in. Little fragments, ghost hits, filtered movement, more snare tension, more rhythm density. By the time the full switch lands, the listener feels like the track earned it. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using Drum Rack, simpler, sliced a new MIDI track, auto filter, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, utility, EQ8, plus automation and a few good arrangement tricks. Start by setting your tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this darker DNB and jungle-inspired feel. Then loop 16 bars so you have enough room to let the switch up breathe. If you want a looser jungle vibe, you can let the break swing a bit more. If you want a tighter modern darkness, keep the core drums more gridlocked and use the break mainly for motion and detail. Before we touch the Amen, build the foundation. Create a drum rack with lanes for kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, ghost percussion or rim, and then your Amen break slice track. The backbone can be very simple. Kick on 1, snare on 3, hats on the offbeats or light 16ths, and a few ghost notes around the snare to keep it alive. This part matters a lot. The roller foundation is your anchor. If this doesn't feel solid, the break will just sound like extra noise later on. So take a minute to shape the main drums. On the kick, use EQ8 to clean out mud if needed, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Add a little saturator, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on if you want a bit of extra bite. Drum bus can help too, but keep it light. You want punch, not distortion for its own sake. On the snare, shape the body and crack. You can focus the body around 180 to 250 Hz and let the attack live somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz range. A glue compressor with a gentle setting can help it sit together. If you want a little space, add a very short room reverb, but keep it subtle. This style really benefits from tightness. For hats, clean up the low end with a high-pass filter if needed. Keep them controlled with utility if the stereo image gets messy. A tiny bit of saturation can give them edge, but don't let them take over the mix. Now bring in the Amen. Drag an Amen break audio file into an audio track. Then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transient if you want the chops to respond more naturally, or by 1/16 if you want strict grid control. This is where the fun starts, because now the break becomes playable. You're not just looping it, you're treating it like an instrument. And that's the mindset for this whole lesson. We're not trying to copy a classic loop exactly. We're trying to use the DNA of the break to build tension and identity. Now we build the blend section, which is the heart of the switch-up. For the first two bars of the blend, keep the original roller groove in place and just tuck in a few Amen details underneath. Think low-velocity ghost snares, a kick pickup or two, maybe a quiet shuffle hit, maybe some filtered break ambience. Less break, more implication. That's the vibe. Then in bar 3, increase the break presence. Add a few more chopped hats or ride fragments from the Amen. Use a snare drag leading into beat 3, maybe double 1 or 2 kick hits with break slices. The groove should start feeling busier, but the backbeat still needs to be readable. By bar 4, let the break take over more clearly. Bring in a stronger Amen snare phrase, reduce some of the clean roller elements, and open the filter a bit. You're preparing the listener for the full darker section, but you still haven't slammed the door shut on the old groove. If you want even more character, try working with the Amen as audio, not just slices. Duplicate the Amen track. Warp one copy tightly in beats mode, and keep another copy slightly looser or filtered. Blend them at different levels. This gives you a more engineered feel, like the break is being pushed and shaped rather than just repeated. This is also a really good place to think in energy lanes, not just drum parts. One element should stay as the anchor. That could be the snare backbeat, a simple kick pulse, or even a hat pattern. Everything else can get busier around it. That way, the listener always has something to hold on to. Next, let's shape the actual switch-up so it feels powerful. Layer the main roller kick and snare with Amen slices, top percussion, maybe a ride or shaker, and a noise riser or reverse cymbal into the change. In the last bar before the switch, hold the main kick out for part of the bar and let the amen kick and snare fragments fill the space. Add a snare roll or a hat ramp, put a short reverb tail or crash right before the new section lands. That contrast is what makes the arrival hit harder. Now we clean up and darken the break itself. Group the amen slices and put EQ 8 first. High pass carefully if needed, usually around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove sub-rumble. Then cut some mud around 250 to 400 Hz if the break is crowding the mix. If one snare resonance gets sharp, notch it down a little. Then add drum bus. Keep drive moderate, crunch low if things get fuzzy, and only use boom if you really need extra weight. The idea is to darken and tighten, not smear the groove. After that, saturator can add a bit more edge. 1 to 4 dB of drive is usually enough. Soft clip-on. Then glue compressor for subtle glue, not heavy pumping. Ratios like 2:1 or 4:1 can work, with a medium attack and release. You just want the break to feel unified. Utility is useful for stereo discipline. Keep the low stuff centered. Widen only the high elements, hats, and break debris if you need more space. If you want more atmosphere, send the break to a return track with a dark echo, a short room reverb, or even a very subtle resonator or metallic effect. But be careful here. Too much ambience can wipe out the attack, and in this style, the attack is everything. Now we get into the science part, which is really just controlled automation. Automate the filter cutoff on the amen layers over 4 to 8 bars. Automate the balance between the clean roller and the break. Automate the reverb send so the transition gets deeper right before the switch. You can even automate width, clip gain, or the wet/dry of a distortion return if you want the section to bloom more dramatically. A great example is this. Bars 1 and 2 of the blend keep the break low passed and tucked under. Bars 3 and 4 gradually open it up. Then in the last half bar before the switch, let the kick duck out and allow snares and hats to intensify. When the new section lands, the full break is exposed and the energy jumps. That's how you make it feel intentional. And don't forget the details. The 90s jungle and dark DNB feel lies in the little stuff. Snare drags, tiny kick pickups, chopped hat bursts, late ghost notes, off-grid percussion accents. Use velocity to humanize the slices. Pull some ghost hits way down. Let the accents breathe. If every hit is the same velocity, the break will sound flat even if the programming is solid. Also, don't quantize every layer the same way. A slightly looser break under a tighter top loop can create movement without sounding sloppy. That contrast in timing gives the track life. A really strong arrangement for this kind of switch-up might look like this. Bars 1 to 4 are the roller foundation. Bars 5 to 8 bring in amen fragments. Bars 9 to 12 become a full blend with the break taking more control. Bars 13 to 16 push into the darker section or the drop variation. If you really want impact, remove the bass for a bar before the switch, then hit the listener with a new drum pattern like a bigger arrival. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overload the break. Too many chops, fills, and layers can make the groove lose identity. Keep one clear anchor. Don't bring the amen in at full volume too early. If there's no tension, there's no payoff. Don't lose the DNB pocket. Even when the break gets busy, the snare relationship needs to stay clear. Don't leave too much low end in the break. Clean it up and let your bass and kick own the weight. And don't use the same fill every time. Rotate between snare drags, kick pickups, hat bursts, reverse swells, and break stutters. Variation is what keeps it alive. Here's a quick teacher tip. Save a clean version of your drum rack before you start destroying it with processing. Duplicate the rack, then go hard on the processed copy if you want. That way you can always return to a less crushed version if the arrangement gets muddy. For a mini practice exercise, set up a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. Program a simple roller with kick on 1, snare on 3, hats on the offbeats. Slice an amen break to a drum rack. Then add only 2 ghost snares in bar 1, 1 kick pickup in bar 2. 1 snare drag in bar 3, and a fuller amen pattern in bar 4. Automate a filter opening across the 4 bars. Add 1 crash or impact on bar 4 beat 1, and then resample the result so you can hear it back as audio. If you want to push it further, duplicate the break and process 1 copy with drum bus, saturator, and EQ8. Then blend that processed copy quietly under the original. That's a great way to add weight without losing the natural attack. The bigger takeaway here is that the amen science switch-up blend approach is really about controlled evolution. Start with a clear roller. Introduce amen energy gradually. Use filtering, layering, and automation to shape the transition. Then land the darker section with confidence. And in Ableton Live 12, your best tools for this are drum rack, simpler, sliced a new MIDI track, AQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, auto filter, and utility. So don't just drop in the amen. Blend it, shape it, and let it take over like a natural mutation. That's how you get that 90s-inspired darkness with modern punch. If you want to keep going after this, the next best move is to pair this drum approach with a bass line that leaves room for the switch-up to breathe.